Tonight, the kingdom has gotten quite interesting in all the nooks and crannies, and my favorite, you flyover states, and everywhere in between. Why? Because the giant has really woken up, and what a bite we have. The power of the vote. I wish it was about the popular vote, but that's okay, because I'll take the electoral votes, if they swing in a certain direction. The polls are not favoring Romney the last couple of days, for whatever that's worth. However, the points between the Prez and Mitt Romney are still pretty close, especially within that margin of error. Would you believe that November 6th is oh so close? We are already friends going through August like nobody's business. Before you know it, I'll be in Tampa broadcasting from the Republican convention for that entire week. Then the Democrats are in Charlotte, and then we're in the stretch drive, the home time, where the nasty mudslinging ads are everywhere. And people are tired of them. You know, Bob Ney, the congressman from Ohio, who, by the way, did jail time, he was part of that whole Jack Abramoff stuff, he made it a point to say many times on this show that he's tired of the campaign ads. In Ohio, they're everywhere. It's one of the swing states. It's definitely in play. Speaking of being in play, I'd be remiss at the top before we dive so deep into the world and the murky world of politics to not lighten the mood from the get-go and tell you that Team USA across the board, all the different teams and the individual players, now has 90 medals. 90 medals to the 80 China has. So there's some distance between China and the U.S. right now. That's a good thing. Things are wrapping up over the weekend. Could be we have a winner from our medal contest. For those of you not familiar, I opened it up and said, listen, we have a prize closet that is full of prizes. We want to give it away. So somebody gives us the grand total, just throw out a number. If you correctly nail the number of medals, then you win the prize closet. If you get gold, bronze, or, well, gold, silver, or bronze, if you nail any of those, you win some prizes from us, too. Plus, you get to brag about it. So four ways to win, and some people are actually getting close. Some were a little bit low, like Rick in Illinois, no way. But some others are in the ballpark. How many do we finish with? More reasons to listen to America Tonight, because we have cool contests and giveaway prizes. All right, so the lightning of the load, the 90 medals is big, but what was really super sweet, I mean, the icing on the cake had to be the women's soccer team. Oh, that was a cannot miss moment of the Olympics. If you're not into sports, if you could care less, except for you have that red, white, and blue pride, I hope you were watching Carly Lloyd with two goals and an incredible performance by the entire team to beat Japan 2-1 to become golden. Here's what it sounded like in one bar. Yeah, people went wild in all the places I mentioned across this great land because it's a uniter. The games are a uniter. Everybody wants to know, how's the USA doing? What's going on? And the soccer moment was big. In the World Cup, Japan beat the USA. So this is some sweet revenge. Also, I mentioned the medal count. The U.S. now has more gold medals with 39 to the 37 for China. Huge. I am loving this. I love it. And we still have some more to go. We'll see if there's other breakthroughs that can happen. Usain Bolt was amazing. He wins both of his events, and now he's got one more, a relay. Is he the fastest man alive or what? Although he's not an American, I think we've adopted him. He's Jamaican, man, but we love the Bolt. There's something about watching this guy run. How many of you at some point in your life have taken track for school at some point? In high school, maybe you just ran around the track. Maybe you were interested in track and you were pretty decent at it. You understand what it takes and what it takes for them, the athletes who are all part of some form of track and field, what it takes for them to get into the positions that they are in to make it to the Olympics. The competition is something. I mean, it is fierce, and don't we know it. I have been to many pre-Olympic events and watched people break down in pain and in tears, and the difference between success and failing is so tiny. Seconds, and especially in those events. So the U.S. coming up really, really big. This has been very fun to watch. And it's all coming to a quick end. And before you know it, we will be segging right into football for all of you football fans out there. The biggest sport going. No matter what, with everything else out there still, reigning supreme is football without a doubt. So we'll start up our nail the score stuff. All right, enough of the housekeeping here from the get-go. How about the fact that now they're finally nailing down? We had these two terrible shooting sprees. One in the Sikh temple over this past weekend, and weeks ago, Aurora, Colorado. A lot of people still, sadly, talking about that. But more details are coming out about Wade Page. And I wonder when you hear this, because if any of you tune on television news, you see the pictures, you hear all this stuff. Do you tune it out? Have we gotten to the point where, you know what, we're just tuning this out? We don't need to listen to what some psychotic did. We're tired of it. We can't listen to this anymore. The Wisconsin gunman arrived at Fort Bragg, they say, in the 90s in North Carolina. And that area has a few small, it's a beautiful area though too, has a few small white supremacist groups. And there have been others who have had problems that were also in the military that got involved with some of the groups that were out there. So they're trying to pull this all together. They're trying to figure out what was he a ticking time bomb waiting to go off because the girlfriends and other people didn't see that side of him while he did play in this, you know, what they call hate rock band. Nobody imagined him doing what he did. So the NRA and guns, gun rights versus gun control, heavily in the minds of many Americans with yet another terrible shooting. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Made jokes about this after we were outraged about the GSA and all the money that has flown out the window. You think of the deficit we're in and all the financial basically Rubik's Cubes that we're going through in this country. It is. It's like that. It's like we've had this Rubik's Cube and we can't figure it out. And so the GSA just chapped off so many of you who listen to this show. I can't tell you how many emails I got about it. Joining us now in the wings, Dan Epstein, of course, from Cause of Action. And a Cause of Action is making this something that they're looking into because they believe, as I agree with this, that this could have been prevented. That, you know, the GSA conference scandal, all that wasted money, which was close to $1 million in taxpayer money. And then all these other things that they're saying that were right there under the hood, too, like 77 more conferences, and they're talking about bonuses and all kinds of crazy nonsense. Dan, of all the abuse you've seen in government, is this like one of the worst?
Well, you know, I think what Cause of Action is a group that's out there to expose government waste and fight against overreach. And what we have found in this situation is that ultimately, you know, with a president who has committed himself to ethics, the first act of office that President Obama did was an executive order that was essentially an ethics pledge. And what Cause of Action investigators found is that the Office of Government Ethics, this is the chief executive branch entity that's in charge of making sure that all federal employees are following by ethical rules. Guess what they said just 2 days after the Western Regions Conference happened by GSA when the Office of Government Ethics was auditing GSA? They said, your ethics policies are above board. In fact, we think, this is in a memorandum, we think your ethics policies are, in fact, model practices. This is for an agency that not only was it found engaged in years of conflicts of interest that presented problems with the way that GSA issued contracts. There were kickback schemes. There was cronyism. All these sorts of things. You had an ethics officer who said GSA fundamentally has a culture of corruption. And yet ultimately, the Obama-appointed political official at the top of the ethics office said GSA is above board. It's a model agency. You know, and we have law in the books that deals with federal government ethics that says you cannot engage in conflicts of interest. You cannot misuse federal property, and yet the findings indicated through cause of actions investigation reveal that OGE essentially ignored all of this.
Yeah, I mean, again, just simply unbelievable. And when you're pushing and you're pressing here, and you know it, I mean, that's why you exist. It's like you said, why was cause of action created? That what happens, and you've seen this, when there's that push-pull and there's more reports in the Washington Post and, you know, in the Washington Business Journal and all these reports about it, that's when there's pressure to go after people criminally. Do you think some heads will roll over this?
You know, I honestly don't think, because I think it's a myth to say that this administration is honest about ethics. We saw what this administration said about ethics, because ultimately the Office of Government Ethics had the chance to respond to our investigation. Guess what? They didn't dispute a single one of our findings. They essentially agreed to every one of their findings. But you know what their response was? They said, well, the Office of Government Ethics isn't responsible for investigating these things. We're only an agency that provides guidance. Well, guess what? Cause of Action's investigators knew that this was going to be their response. We made sure to brief ourselves on what is exactly the Office of Government Ethics authority. And, of course, lo and behold, the Office of Government Ethics is statutorily required to audit ethics violations by agencies. If an audit doesn't sound like an investigation, I don't know what does. And yet this is an Office of Government Ethics that officially, on the record, said they are not going to uphold their statutory requirement to investigate ethics violations in the federal government.
Yeah, again, missed opportunities or not being sincere. It's easy to say that words, but the words and the actions don't meet. And this is what every time I talk to you about something, this seems to be what we say over and over again about the current administration. Am I right?
Yeah, no, that's 100% right. And I think what's so shocking here is that this is a president who his first, literally the first executive order he put down was on ethics. You know, he said this is going to be the most ethical administration in history. Yet, cause of action, we took him at his word. And we said, okay, fine. He really is the most ethical president in history. Let's give him that. Then we want to know, based off this whole GSA scandal that happened, what did the president's ethics agency actually know? And what did they actually do? So we began an investigation, and after months of reviewing documents that were produced, we realized, wow, this is an Office of Government Ethics that knew for years that there was a problem with GSA. They refused to ensure that the GSA put appropriate ethics officials within their agency. And so they knew that there were big warning signs going on and just chose to ignore it. And I think that, you know, at least with this administration, there's a Council for Inspector Generals for Integrity and Efficiency that the president created. The president has refused to create inspector generals in the Office of Government Ethics and has assumed that his counsel and his Office of Government Ethics is going to be sufficient. And yet here, what we have seen is that they're not sufficient, and yet the president has done nothing. We, in fact, wrote a letter to the president after our investigative report and investigative findings were concluded, and we wrote to him saying, hey, you really need to consider whether or not the Office of Government and Ethics is really doing its job and whether the better solution is to just empower the inspector generals more. Have your OMB, your Office of Management and Budget, study this. And yet, unfortunately, the president has refused to respond to us.
Yeah, not surprisingly. Dan Epstein, Cause of Action, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. The GSA is the gift that keeps on giving. I mean, really, how can anybody defend what happened there? Talk about government waste, as we were talking about with Dan, without a doubt, one of the most heinous examples of it, and the fact that they could have nipped this so much earlier. And then you wonder, you start to add up all these things and say, well, it's dropping a bucket here, a million here, a million there. It adds up, and that all goes into what we pay, because we're the taxpayers, and though we don't see it, you know, imagine if we got monthly bills. Imagine if we got monthly bills from the government saying, okay, here's what we spent, and they gave us lists of everything. So we approve this, and we approve this part of the defense budget, and we approve that, and okay, we understand that you have to have money to get out the Social Security checks and all that. But then you see this one line, GSA, need to go to yet another conference. And this is old news to relive this. It's easy to stomp on it. But the fact that now they're pointing it out and saying, okay, how come we've got all this information that this is something that just was overlooked? It's almost in your mind, you think you have these meetings and you go through the list and say, well, here's the problem we're having with the GSA, and we're seeing these line item things. And I just keep going back to when I had to do a budget for a job, and I can't imagine being in the meeting of the top brass and saying, oh, well, you know, we had to have that party for that, and it was a kind of a feel-good thing, so I got everybody drumsticks, and everybody drummed. It was a team-building exercise. And it was just fantastic. And look at the results that it has yielded. The thing is, the people that work for the GSA, some of them had the best gig in government work, or at least one of them. And now the jig is up, because no longer can they sit around and drum all day long or plot out ways to go to different conferences and pay themselves extra in bonuses. And I guess that's the good part, that it was uncovered, and let's hope that they nip that to a complete close, and I'm sure that is happening now at this point. Once it's in your face, which it has been, that's when things start to really move. We're moving on for sure. Gotta tell you about the Olympics and mix in some other odds and ends. Hang with us.
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Olympic athletes, but especially the Americans, because we bleed red, white, and blue, don't we? Kate Delaney, America tonight. In case you don't know, the medal count, U.S. 90 medals. Woohoo! Overtaking China by 10. China has 80. Too often in the past 2 weeks, I've been on the air and I'd say, oh, we're three behind China. And something happened and we got the bronze. But there were a lot of athletes who really stepped up to the plate. You know, you got to think about it. I was contemplating this today. You have some kids, they're, you know, 15 years old, even younger than that. They decide they jump in the pool, and they decide to swim, they're doing track and field, and they are athletes. They are working on their mind, they are focusing, they are tuning their bodies. They live to get into those Olympic Games, and then they retire. They retire when other people are just starting to peak a little bit in their careers in some cases. What would that be like to have your life backwards? So in other words, you push, 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 and maybe you get into the Olympics. In some sports, you could come back two or three games, like Michael Phelps with the 22 medals now, and he's retiring. So let's say Phelps, 15 years or 12 years or whatever it is, but you're peaking at such an early point in your life. How many of us peaked at 21 years old, at 30 years old, at 28, at 16? It would be very strange to decompress, I think, from that. It's different from pro sports where, like Major League Baseball, you want that longevity. The guys want to play as long as they can. Same thing with football. Same thing with hockey or hoops. And same thing with women's sports, golf, etc., tennis. play as long as they can. But yet, even in tennis, they have such a short shelf life for the most part, barring freaks of nature like your Jim Palmers, your Nolan Ryans in baseball, your Martina Navratilovas in tennis. So here's the scoop at the Olympics. I was thinking this while I was watching it. In the Olympics today, the U.S. basketball team, the women, got rid of the Australians, so now they're close to a fifth straight gold medal. But the women's soccer team clinched one. They got past Japan 2-1. A little revenge since the Japanese knocked out the U.S. in World Cup action. Carly Lloyd had two goals. She was absolutely tremendous. The whole team really stepped up without a doubt. And this might have gotten lost on some people's radar. You might have been watching it. Hopefully you were. But how about the U.S.'s gold medal athlete in the decathlon? The decathlon was the ultimate. That's the early days. That's the original sport. That's the true test of the all-around athlete, somebody who can pull together everything and end up being crowned the champ. How tough is that? Well, an American winning a gold medal wrapped in the familiar American flag. I love it when they do that, put that around their bodies and walk around the giant stadium and wave to everybody. So 1,500 meters was the last event. He just needed to kind of be average to win this. So Ashton Eaton won the decathlon. He's the guy now. He's the athlete of all athletes. And I was reading this heading into the day, trying to put the whole history together. But he finished the 2 days with 8,869 points. He actually beat another American, Trey Hardy, by only 198. It's the first time the Americans have gone 1-2 in the decathlon since Milton Gray Campbell and Rafer Johnson did it. You know when that was? 1956. So huge that he was able to pull this off without a doubt. Usain Bolt, he is a lightning rod. He is fast on feet. There's no question. He was the star of the night in the 200 meters. He was so impressive. So he does it again, back to back. He may be one of the most popular athletes of the games. What would be interesting is, you know, we take all these political polls. What would be interesting is to see what was the most popular event or who were the most popular athletes. Was it Michael Phelps? Was it Missy Franklin? Was it Misty May Traynor and Kerry Walsh? The soccer team and Kerry Lloyd? The men's teams that have pulled off some amazing feats? And Michael Phelps was one of them I mentioned. And Ryan Lochte's another one. Who else would make the list? But who's the one athlete? Who's the Michael Jordan of these Olympic Games, if you're watching? Who just hands down is the Michael Jordan? Some would say young Gabby Douglas, because she was part of the Fab Five and they won the all-around in gymnastics gold. But the individual medal for the whole thing, the all-around gold, Gabby Douglas won. Here's what she had to say about winning the gold.
Gabulicious or Gabulous or Golden Gabby. I like Golden Gabby.
All right, able to make a joke because so many people are talking about the fact that she's won that gold and won over the really a lot of people after all the sacrifice she made and wanting to quit and sticking with it instead. Somebody asked me, Trevor, listening to us in Missouri, asked me to give the medal count of some of the other teams. And I said U.S. 90, China has 80, England has, England has 52. Russia snuck in there. They've got 56. How about that? And really, you start to go down from the United States and you get into the lower numbers. You think of the smaller countries and how many athletes they sent and how small that window was of opportunity for them to win Olympic gold. But in some of those other countries, you win an Olympic gold, you're a rock star for life. Now, I think we have athletes like that. That's why my point was, who's the biggest athlete to come out of that? Because there will be some that will have kind of that rock star status for a while anyway. China, U.S., China, Russia with 56, Great Britain 52, Germany had 37, Japan 33, France 29, with Australia that had 29. This is so far. South Korea, 25 medals for the South Koreans. And then the list starts to really dwindle from there. If you haven't seen any of the Olympics, there still is a couple of good things left to watch. But the time is dwindling. A lot of the competitions are over. You know, it's heavily in the beginning. Lots and lots of events kick off. And then as they go through the qualifying and all that other stuff, they start to dwindle down. Italy has 19 medals, by the way. Marco wanted to know that. He says he's half Italian, so 19's nothing to sneeze at, especially when you compare to other countries. Look at the Swiss. They have 3 medals. India has 4. You have Norway with 3. Now, usually some of these countries I'm mentioning do much better, fare much better in winter sports than they do in some of the summer games. But they'd be the first to tell you that they don't want any excuses for why they didn't win more medals. Coming up on America Tonight, we can count. It is about the numbers so often, and each and every day I look around and I see more numbers, some of them positive, some of them certainly negative. In the negative category, we haven't talked about casualties too much in Iraq, but Iraq official types are saying the car bomb that went off killed 11 people. You forget, it seems we left Iraq and everything was status quo. There was a free election and all that kind of stuff, and it seemed to be in place, but a car bomb exploded in a Shiite city south of Baghdad. 11 people died in that, and it happened in near a tent where Shiite Muslims were gathering around. So 40 were wounded, and the wounding is just as bad as the 11 dead, because some of them were almost mortally wounded. And you think of when it went down around sundown, the time of the breaking of the daily fast during the month of Ramadan. So still problems with the religious factions going after each other. And we knew that was certainly going to be a problem to begin with. Not a problem for us to flip over the page and head to We Can Count.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest corn belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have
to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Or at least we try to count anyway. I used to do that thing, and it was a hard habit. I guarantee some of you do that, where you can't help it. You do the fingers thing. You know what I'm saying? You take your fingers out, and you start to count on your fingers. I've gotten away from that since then. And I'm sure anybody who's part of the younger generation, you just pick up your iPhone. How many of them can count because they use the little computer to add up the numbers. All right, so a lot of things in our lives are about numbers, some negative, some positive. That's why we started this segment, to have a little fun with the numbers game, after all. And some of the numbers I came across today, I kind of just look around and see what I see, and I always find plenty of them. I'm sure you do the same in your daily life. But one of the numbers that I came up with was this one that was interesting. Sometimes we talk about initial public offerings. And you know what that is? That's when you're going to go on the stock exchange. So you're offering the stock. Man U, the IPO for that raised, check this out, $233 million. I mean, my bigger question probably to any of you who are listening to the show is, do you know what Man U is? Now I'm kind of fascinated by the whole IPO thing, and I think that the reason why is because of what happened with Facebook. And some people didn't want to believe that Facebook wasn't going to be a good deal, something to jump on right away, and yet the stock just keeps on sinking. Doesn't mean that Mark Zuckerberg hasn't made a ton of money or some of the people certainly have made just as much money with him as well. But Manchester U is what I'm talking about. Yes. And I knew that this was happening because my nephew likes Manchester U, and a shareholder who is selling off a stake in the company raised $233 million in an IPO. That's pretty cool. I mean, that would just be one of those things that, you know, it's this British soccer team. It's a storied British soccer team. It's set to debut on the New York Stock Exchange. And this could be, on Friday morning, it'll be under Man U. Could be an interesting one. The shares, which were sold off, they're being sold by the club. The other half are being sold by the family, because this is a team that sold 6.6 million shares at 14 apiece, below what it planned to offer its shares for. So the Red Devils, as the club is known, intended to sell the shares in that range. So we'll see what the pricing is. The money, the team's proceeds basically are going to be used to help pay down its debt. The debt, you know what their debt is? $662 million in U.S. dollars as of the end of March. Ooh. How about this? You think I can talk? Check this out. Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen spoke to the lower house of parliament in the longest televised national speech that was mandatory viewing for civil servants. Would you listen to President Obama for 5 straight hours? Yep, 5 hours actually, and 20 minutes. The Cambodian Prime Minister addressing the lower house. How about that? So mandatory viewing. They say it's Hun Sen's longest speech in 27 years as a prime minister. And he spoke, check this out, spoke without taking breaks or questions, mostly on border disputes with Vietnam. He blamed France, the former ruler of both countries, for not, he says, marking the border correctly. So that's the whole nationalism debate and stirring the pot, if you will. 5 hour speeches have been the norm in Cuba back in the day of Fidel Castro. He did those a lot in the middle of the day in the hot Caribbean sun. And check this out. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez spoke for 9 hours in his State of the Nation speech in January. Man, don't they lose their voice? How long can you talk straight through without taking a break? 5 hours. And this is without PowerPoint or any cool zips and zaps and lasers. He just went on and on, buh, 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 on and on and on and on and on. All right, so we move from what I think is fascinating of must-see viewing to, speaking of viewing, cable ratings. You know, television now is so different because of the DVR. I think lots of people DVR things. But the Olympics so far, that's what we want to know. So the NBC Sports Cable Network had its best ratings of the Olympics. The U.S. men's basketball game against Argentina was seen by 3.3 million people during the day. The Nielsen company pumps all these numbers out. The women's soccer game between the U.S. and Canada had just under 3 million people. In prime time, this is the big time. In prime time, the NBC telecast was seen by 26.6 million viewers, but that's identical to the same who watched Beijing 4 years ago. I'd say they're pretty happy, however, with the with that number. That's still a pretty nice number to get people to watch, especially when the whole spoiler thing is in action, which I hate about the Olympics. The fact that unless you are just flying blind and you can sleep until you watch the tube, it's pretty tough not to know what happened. And I think it's a joy killer, because all these dramatic events that are happening at the last second, like Team USA in soccer, the women's soccer. You wouldn't want to miss that. You wouldn't run out to go do something. But if you know the results, then who cares? It's kind of cool, I guess, to watch it unfold. But you already know what's happened. I mean, you already know what's happened there. You know what frightens me? Sinkholes. Have you ever had your car close to a sinkhole, or maybe your house close to a sinkhole? There are some places where, like in Florida, every once in a while, it'll make national news. You'll see this giant sinkhole, and it'll be right by the house of somebody's house. And you think, man, that is scary. Look how close that is to the house. I mean, it's massive. Saw a photo today of this Louisiana sinkhole, and it is massive. They say they're investigating whether an underground salt cavern could be responsible for this hole that has swallowed 100-foot-tall cypress trees and has led to evacuations in a bayou, in the southern bayou there. The State Department, the state's Department of Natural Resources, ordered a company, the Texas Brine Company, which mines the caverns, to drill a well into them to see whether it caused the hole. Measurements that were just taken on this sinkhole, check out the measurements, 324 feet in diameter, 50 feet deep. One corner goes down 422 feet. Ooh. Oh, that's brutal. And just so you know, this part of Louisiana we're talking about is about 30 miles south of Baton Rouge. So how about that? It happened just last week, but it was more than 2 months after people that lived there started noticing weird bubbles in the water, and they kept growing and getting bigger and bigger, and in the same spots. They said it was kind of like a boiling crawfish pot, and people would complain that something wasn't right. They don't know what it was, but why was this happening? And it turns out it was because of this sinkhole. Think about it, a salt cavern. And it's part of the Napoleonville salt dome that sits under that area. So salt domes, rather, are large, and they create that formation of salt in the ground that they use for commercial mining of petroleum, salt and sulfur. So Texas Brine says it mines salt domes to produce that brine that you use for chlorine and a whole bunch of other things. But, boy, they're going to have to pay through the nose if it turns out that it's their problem, their deal for the sinkhole. And I bet it is. It's going to be hard proving it wasn't, that's for sure.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.